You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. I'm sorry to report it was more talk but no action again today in Washington as roughly 30 million people began to face their economic futures without an additional $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits. Until and unless Congress hammers out a deal for more pandemic relief, most jobless people will have to rely on state unemployment insurance. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains, when it comes to state benefits, geography just may be destiny.
If you're unemployed in Mississippi, your life could start to feel a lot different than if you were unemployed in Massachusetts. The maximum benefit in Mississippi is around $230 a week. In Massachusetts, it's over $800. And the gap isn't just about cost of living.
The big difference is the philosophy. Is unemployment something that supports the labor market, or is it a business cost to be minimized?
Chris O'Leary is with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. There is no federal standard for unemployment benefits, so states create their own rules around who qualifies, how much they get, and for how long. Michelle Evermore is with the National Employment Law Project.
You know, in some states like Florida and North Carolina, only about 10% of people who are unemployed are even able to get a benefit.
That impacts people's access to food and shelter. During a pandemic, it also dramatically increases their risk of getting sick.
Because of monetary concerns, they have to take an unsafe job, and that's going to actually spread the virus and slow the recovery even further.
She says Black and Latino workers may suffer most because states with the smallest benefits have the biggest minority populations. And Sylvia Allegretto, a labor economist at UC Berkeley, says differences in benefits can have direct effects on a state's economic health.
Unemployment benefits have a really important effect of propping up the greater economy.
While that extra $600 meant a lot to workers who lost their jobs, it also meant a lot to all the businesses relying on people who were spending it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Now to retail, where the apocalypse continues unabated. A couple more retailers declared bankruptcy over the weekend. Tailored Brands, which owns Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Bank, and the department store chain Lord & Taylor. They join a list of COVID-era retail bankruptcies that already includes Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Brooks Brothers, and the parent company of Ann Taylor & Loft. These companies all had problems before the virus, but now they're also up against widespread working from home, as in who needs a suit and pumps right now? Marketplace's Mariel Segura has more.
Amanda Rich is starting to feel bad for her shoes.
I'm actually sitting looking at them and I'm seeing like my leopard print ballet flats and this really cute pair of sandals that I bought last year, so I haven't really worn them.
She lives about 30 miles east of Seattle and works in communications.
I think they're thinking, you know, because they don't know, right? Did we do something wrong?
Rich used to wear business attire, a blazer or a dress with fancy shoes, to the office every day.
I have not put on a dress since March.
There are many lonely dresses and blazers and suits hanging expectantly in closets across America right now. And a lot of them came from retailers that have filed for bankruptcy during the pandemic. Many of those retailers started the lockdown with a lot of debt. Meanwhile, COVID accelerated a trend that was already underway. Tiffany Hogan is a retail analyst at Kantar.
We've seen a casualization of the office of workwear for several years now. Dress down Friday is not just jeans anymore. It's even more casual than that.
Since working from home is the new normal until who knows when, could those retailers maybe change things up, start selling more casual clothing?
They're two totally different animals.
Michael Londrigan teaches at the Fashion Business College, LIM.
You know, you can't just flip a switch and say, I'm going from formal wear to casual wear.
A retailer would have to buy different materials, find new suppliers and designers.
And that takes time.
Which we seem to have a lot of. Google, for instance, has told its workers they're not going back to the office until at least July 2021. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.